When most people think of going on a vacation, the Middle East is not necessarily the first place that pops to mind. Conflict, violence, religious and ethnic intolerance, all too often they make the headlines in that part of the world. Israel is trying to change that image inside its borders and increase tourism to the country. By the end of this year, Israel expects to welcome 2.3 million tourists. That's just shy of its record-breaking number of visitors back in 2000. Pia Chattopadhyay brings us the story of how Israel is rebranding itself.
It's majestic. It's lively. It's warm.
A new face on an old land. A $12 million tourism marketing campaign aimed at luring North Americans to the Holy Land. Oren Drori is the man with Israel's Ministry of Tourism who's overseeing the campaign.
This is the first time after more than a decade that we are actually really launching a significant advertising campaign which is not directed only to the focused clientele that we are usually focusing on, which are the Jewish market and Christian evangelical market.
Jews, Muslims, Christians, millions of religious tourists the world over have flocked here for years, or at least used to. The year 2000 was the busiest year in the history of Israeli tourism, with 2.4 million visitors coming here. But in September of that year, all the promise was dashed when the second Palestinian Intifada broke out. Soldiers shooting, suicide bombings, layer upon layer of violence. Images of a troubled country on the nightly news became etched in people's minds. 7 years on, the level of random violence has all but dissipated. Nowhere is that more apparent than in Tel Aviv, the chic city that hugs the Mediterranean Sea. As tabletop umbrellas flap in the sea breeze, urban hipsters dine at beachside cafes. There are foreign tourists, but the beach is overwhelmingly packed with Israelis, like Carmit Iluz. I ask her about the world's perceptions of Israel. Ironically, just as an Israeli military helicopter flies overhead.
Israel is suffering from a bad image. They think that we have just a desert and camels, and they don't know about our really life. There is life here, more than the guns and the bombs.
Tourism once again began to sprout as the second Intifada was fading away a few years back. The growth potential was there, but then came last year's war in Lebanon, something the tourism official, Oren Drori, back in Jerusalem, describes as a hiccup for his industry.
In all locations, there are a few misconceptions. One is the safety issue. The other is sometimes the modernization issue. So we are trying to actually also, not necessarily directly, most of the time indirectly, to actually take away those misconceptions.
So how does Israel try and overcome those so-called misconceptions? How else but through marketing? Promoting the holy sites, the archaeology and history of the land, and great natural destinations like the trifecta of the Dead, the Red, and the Med, the floating salinated waters of the Dead Sea, the playground of theme parks and diving paradise of the Red Sea, and the world-class beaches along the Mediterranean.
Yo, man, check it out.
Holy Jesus! Oh, come to Papa!
And relying on advertisements like this, running on the internet, showing young men gawking at beautiful bikini-clad women.
Oh!
And then the catchy slogan, Israel. No wonder they call it the Holy Land. Sexing up Israel's image with skin and sun hasn't stopped there. This past summer, the men's magazine Maxim carried a spread of Israeli female soldiers who traded in their guns and uniforms for bikinis and stilettos, a campaign paid for by the Israeli government. But it's campaigns like that which have some people complaining. They've raised the ire of conservative Orthodox Jews and of feminists alike. Mina Fenton covers both perspectives. She's an Orthodox Jew herself, and also the chairperson for Jerusalem's Advancement of Women's Status Council.
I expect from a Jewish state trying to advertise Israel for its good values, for its beauty, as a Jewish state, one has to be much more considerate. One has to take in account our values of modesty, coming out from the Bible, from our origin.
Most countries rely on a well-known symbol, like the Eiffel Tower or the Statue of Liberty, an image that screams out, "Come visit." But in Israel, images are fraught with different meanings.
The only one thing, by the way, that we do have is today have not maybe positive connotations, which is the Temple Mount, the Golden Temple, the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Connotations are not the right ones, as an icon. So we actually come to the conclusion that we don't have to necessarily use a visual, but the word shalom. The word shalom, it means also not only shalom, peace, but hello, goodbye, welcome, and so on.
You'll Love Israel from the first shalom uses people like an Israeli dancer, pirouetting on a beach, a cowboy in the occupied Golan Heights. And while the country puts its best face forward, critics say it's not the true face. They say the new ad campaigns don't feature Bethlehem and what could be additional tourist draws in the occupied Palestinian territories. And of course, they say, the reality is this country is perpetually on the precipice of another, wider conflict, not to mention the ongoing one with the Palestinians.
It's ancient. It's modern.
So while the hope is a $12 million marketing campaign will entice an increasing number of tourists, it's clear that the effort to get people to actually come to Israel has a long ways to go, if it ever wants to be a New York or Paris.
It's Israel. Who knows?
Pia Chattopadhyay, CBC News, Tel Aviv.